The importance of antemortem dental records in identifying the deceased was evident when an airplane carrying 248 members of the 101st Airborne Division crashed in Gander, Newfoundland in 1985. Dr. Brian Smith of the Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory recalls the tragedy.
This particular battalion of the 101st was rotating back from their peacekeeping duties in the Middle East, and they were on their way back to spend Christmas with their families at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and the plane carrying about two-thirds of the battalion crashed after a refueling stop. I specifically recall on the morning of 12 December 1985 when I first heard about the crash, most of us associated with the battalion and the medical unit that were supporting the peacekeeping force in the southern sector of the buffer zone in the Sinai Peninsula were, of course, still there in our desert outpost. And news came back the plane had actually crashed in Canada carrying our colleagues. At that time, it was just a rumor.
A few hours later, the news was confirmed. The plane had crashed and there were no survivors. In the midst of shock and grief, the task of identifying and bringing home the deceased began. The dental records, which would typically provide the forensic basis for identification, had been on the aircraft. Dr. Smith, as dentist for the battalion and custodian of the records, had initially refused to release them for transport on the plane, but by order of the battalion commander, eventually released them.
They found bits and pieces of the records in the wreckage. Some of the personal records I'd maintained on the individuals involved in the crash, and then also from memory, knowing if I'd done a particular type of restoration or procedure that was used later on in the identification process as well. We primarily identified the individuals on the basis of dental records and also fingerprints. The process is essentially one of comparison, so you do a post-mortem examination on the human remains you have on the hand, you chart and document, photograph. In the case of dental and anthropology, you will also do x-rays. And then you compare that to the available antemortem records. In other words, what did the individual look like from the dental or the anthropological standpoint prior to death, and you do a comparison. And if there's a lot of evidence, and if the evidence and the findings within your examination shows some unique points, then you can make an identification pretty quickly. However, if there's a lot of destruction because of crash fires or chemical spillage, the process is much more difficult.
The loss of the dental record so greatly hampered the identification process that a new policy was established. Because military personnel frequently changed duty stations, it was determined that a central X-ray repository be established. Service members would have access to their dental records, but no matter where they were stationed, a panoramic X-ray would remain on file at a central repository in Monterey, California.